Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, it's the Kenny Talk Experience, the Real Relationship Talk Show. Got a great show store for you today. Everybody has been talking about it. Everybody wants to know about it. Steve Harvey wrote a book about it. Women are in relationships hoping, confused, frustrated, and hoping to be able to do it. They think about it every single day, and we're talking about how men think at the end of the day. What if you could actually tell what your man was thinking? What if you knew exactly what he was thinking? What if you knew how he thought? How would that change your experience in your relationship? We got a wonderful show coming up, and we're going to actually take a real quick break. Well, I'm not going to call it a break. We're going to pay some bills. That's how we do on Dollhouse Radio. It is a Real Relationship Talk Show, and when we return, it's going to be, guess what? It's going to be the Relationship Truth, you know, the Relationship Truth post that we do every week on Facebook. I'm going to make sure I read it to you guys, and we're going to kind of get some insight on it. We'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to find out, guess what? We want to know how men think, right? Women want to know how men think. You know what? It might scare you, but at the end of the day, if you want to know, I'm going to give it to you. We're here to serve the people, everybody. Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show.
Your girlfriend that called you and got in your ear.
Yeah.
Telling you that she saw me out clubbing somewhere.
Oh.
With some other chicken with long curly hair. Kissing and rubbing and touching all over her body. She's lying, I wasn't, I swear.
Oh, yeah.
I could have who I want to.
Yeah.
But damn girl, I chose you.
Oh.
I'm trying to tell you, believe me, she's lying. I'm not gonna beg, but I don't want you crying.
If you only knew I was home.
Until proven guilty, but girl, not with you.
Yeah.
How in the hell did you ever become so damn insecure?
Oh.
Maybe it's because of everything a nigga did before. But you say you trust me and that we moved on. I made the changes that you asked me for.
Oh.
I could have who I want, true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Damn girl, I chose you.
Oh.
I'm frustrated, tired of cleaning this shit up. You ain't gonna listen, then fuck it, I give up.
If you only knew I was home,
all alone.
Bullshit you've been saying,
yeah. But I'm fed up, I can't take this shit no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kenny Talk Experience only on Dollhouse Radio. It's about that time. We're about to go full speed ahead right into the relationship truth. Now, for those that's joining us tonight and don't know, the relationship truth is a post that we send out on Facebook, and make sure you got every single day of the week or what have you, except Wednesdays. Yeah, you know, you got to make sure you check us out. If you're not a friend on Facebook, add us, Kenny Talk Experience. We want you to speak on the post that we actually have. I got one for you today, and I want to know exactly what you guys are thinking. So I got Facebook up, I got Twitter up right now, and of course, you can give us a call at 646-595-4038. If you want to comment, let's jump in real quick. The relationship truth is, the worst thing about cheating in relationships nowadays is our reaction to it. I'll let it marinate for a second. What do y'all think about that quote, that post? That comes from yours truly, Kenny Talk, right? Published author, right? Talk show host. The worst thing about cheating in relationship nowadays is our reaction. Alright, let me jump right in. I want to kind of speak on this real quick because I got a lot of pushback. I got a lot of response to this particular post. And the only thing that it's saying is, keep in mind the post is to create dialogue. The only thing I was saying in this case was that cheating, I just say that it should be okay nowadays, but we all know that cheating does happen at an alarming rate. If cheating, ladies and gentlemen, happens at an alarming rate in relationships, why do we flip out? That's a question. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not saying you should. But why do we flip out? Why do we react as if me don't cheat on me? Man, so many people get cheated. Happens at an alarming rate. But we know it does happen. But when it does happen, the worst thing about it is how we react. We got families being broken up that impact children, right? We got violence towards each other that impact the community, but the police have to get involved. We got murders that actually happen, murder suicides that happen, some of everything. We got resentment in a relationship. Unresolvable conflict, not on the same page anymore. Unhappy relationship, right? People that are in relationships are just unhappy because we can't get over what happened. Life is short, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing I'm going to say is today, it's your choice to carry that bag, guilt, if you're the one that cheated. It's your choice. Carry that frustration and resentment if you were the one cheated on. That's all I'm saying. Whatever, how long you want to carry it. If you want to carry it for the rest of your life, totally up to you. But you miss out on the enjoyment of life when you carry this resentment or you soul, lady. It's so much more to life than having a person act the way you want them to act. It's so much more to life than allowing a person's actions dictate your habit. Be happy, don't worry. Now, is that the song? Those just joining us, this is a Real Relationship Talk Show. 646-595-4038 if you want to respond to the relationship truth. As of this particular point, it's about that time. We're going to dive right into the conversation. And the conversation at hand, think like a man. That's the topic that we're going to discuss today. I'm going to jump right in. Okay. Here's the funny part. When it comes to someone, a woman, or anyone understanding a woman, no, I'm going to use a woman. When it comes to a woman understanding how a man thinks, a lot of guys get frustrated because women really don't understand the way they think. A lot of guys get frustrated. But I want to start by saying the number one reason why, fellas, men out there, that women have trouble understanding how we think is because we have trouble articulating how we think. We have trouble being able to verbalize how we feel. A lot of us don't like to do that because a lot of us feel like, guess what? You know what we like to say? What's understood shouldn't have to be said, right? You know, a lot of women feel that way too. But at the end of the day, the number one reason why women struggle at understanding how a man thinks is because the man is not able to articulate or verbalize his feelings or how or what he's thinking, or he just simply don't want to do it. So we got to say to ourselves, do you want your woman to understand how you think? If the answer is no, then don't get frustrated because of the fact that she can't interpret or distinguish between how you feel and what you're trying to say or what you even bring out of your mouth. You know, our goal is to not communicate as much. This is crazy. This is how guys are. That's the first point that I got to make. And I want to go to Facebook and I'm going to go to Twitter. Make sure I got okay. I want to go to Twitter. And I got one of my Twitter friends that sent me a DM. And she says, I totally agree. Men don't want to be understood. Okay, she says men don't want to be understood. Also, let me go to Twitter. Can I get this? She's typing in shorthand. Okay, let me see what this says. I'm just going to interpret this. Typing pretty fast, probably. But she's saying, you know what? When it comes to a woman really understanding what a guy is thinking, maybe we don't need to know, or maybe we don't want to know. Okay? We're going to touch on that, too. We're going to touch on that. Let me go to Facebook. Y'all hit me up on the inbox or whatever. Okay, here we go. And I want to thank you guys for writing in. This is what it says. When it comes to understanding how a man thinks, I feel that without the proper communication, we will never be on the same page. If we can never get on the same page, then that's what makes the relationship difficult. I really want to be on the same page with my man, but it seems like it will never happen. Okay. Don't give up, baby girl. Hopefully we can shed some light on the show right now. All right. Now, one of the first things I want to touch on, thank you guys for writing in, but not the first thing, is when you talk about understanding how men think, one of the biggest things that I've identified in my field and what I do, there are a lot of guys that have participated in forums, you know, on talk shows, you know, even have tried, I mean, I have probably may have tried to write books. They went to certain marriage seminars, couples therapy seminars, and things of that nature. I've attended a lot of these, and when normally, even panels on talk shows, normally when a man stands up or a group of men get together to try to speak on how men feel, the way men think, what men are thinking, one of the biggest problems, ladies, is we get a lot of pushback from it. There's a lot of disagreeing. You know, that's not true. Or, nah, I don't believe that. I say to myself, if you really want to know how a man thinks, listen. They're going to tell you. Those that speak out will tell you. And the sad part is this. If a guy tells you how men think, why would you disagree with him if you want to know how men think? That's what I don't understand. I want y'all to speak on that. Why would we say, okay, this is how men think, you don't agree? I'm going to leave that open real quick. Y'all tell me. Y'all hit me up. Okay, I got one of my friends on Facebook. It's a guy. He says, don't want to agree or don't want to accept. There's a difference. Don't want to agree or don't want to accept. Which one is it, ladies? Y'all tell us. Which one is it? Do you not want to agree what's being said or do you not want to accept what's being said? Because sometimes it may sting, you know. When you think about the movie, right? Or you think about the book that was actually written, you know, by the famous guy. It's like I can almost guarantee you that if a true book or a true movie was made about how men think, it would not be popular. So that brings us back to the point. That brings us right back to the point. Maybe it's because it's not what you want to hear. Maybe you disagree or don't want to accept because it's not what you want to hear. Now here's the thing, ladies. Those just joining us, 646-595-4038, you listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio. And the topic of discussion is think like a man. What would you do with that information? You know, if you could understand how a man really thought. Now, when we lay it out, when we spell it out, and it's not favorable to your ear, or what they say about the truth, it's sweet to the mouth, but it's bitter to the belly, right? That's what they say about the truth. When we break it down, you guys got to have an open mind, ladies, about what's being said. If you are confused, then you really need to take heed. Just listen to what's being said before you disagree. Even if it's something that you don't want to hear, don't give pushback. Don't say that's not true, when in actuality, you really don't even know. Right? You really don't know. So let's be open. All right. Next point I want to jump into is this. If we're really interested in finding out how a man thinks, you really have to analyze his behaviors. You gotta analyze what he wants. You gotta take a look at his background. Right? You also gotta take a look at his age. See, a lot of these things play a strong factor in finding out exactly what a man wants and how a man thinks. His character, his morals, is real important. It is real important. Right. A lot of us, if we knew exactly how a man thought, if women knew exactly what a man thought or what your man thinks, I mean, you probably wouldn't like it. Keeping it real. Keeping it real, you probably wouldn't like it. So maybe some of those things are better yet left unturned. No, a lot of those leaves are better yet left unturned. You know? But we got a little bit more we're going to jump into, right? We got more that we need to talk about when it comes to understanding how a man thinks. I put a post out that we're going to read after the break. And the question, I posted a question to all my Facebook friends. And this got some very interesting responses. Let me tell y'all something. The question that we do have at stake that I did put out there with you. All right, ladies, if you could find out exactly how your man thinks, what exactly would you do with the information? A lot of times we don't know some of the things that we do every single day that really dictate the way a guy thinks. The point I want to make right now, next in point. If you're dating a guy, you're involved with a guy, and this guy cares about you, right? Then your actions, your behaviors, the way you deal with him, the way you speak to him, the way you treat him, has a strong bearing on how he thinks, right? The way you treat him, the relationship you have with him, your behaviors, they do have a strong bearing on how a man thinks and feel about the relationship that he's in with you. So if you really want to know, that's another thing you have to analyze. How do I treat him? Now, I know with that question, and I even looking here on Facebook, we saying, you know what, nobody feels like they treat their man, that they treat their man wrong. They feel like, you know what, at the end of the day, I treat my man with respect. You know, and like I'm going to read what one of them said here. They said that they treat their man with respect and they take care of his needs. All right. Another woman says that as far as what my man articulates to me, I take care of his needs. All right. I appreciate y'all for writing that in. But see, we have to understand this. A guy, a lot of times, is not able, he's not good at articulating. He's not. A guy is not good at verbalizing. The average guy is not. So a lot of things that you have to watch is going to be his behaviors to understand his needs, right? One of the biggest misconceptions is that you can take care of a guy's every need or you can be a guy's everything. When you try to be a guy's everything, it makes a woman feel like, you know what? Whatever comes up, I got it. I'll take care of it, right? But the sad part about it is that when you try to do that, it's like such a turnoff. It is such a turnoff. And that's real. A lot of people, a lot of women won't be their man's everything. But he is not going to allow it because it's like it's suffocating. I understand you want to be able to supply his every need and his wants. You only want him to look for you, right? But a guy is not going to allow you to do that because, truth be told, if a guy did make you his everything, you wouldn't want to be it. Because being someone's everything is messy, not pretty. And that's a real talk. That's a real talk. I can't wait to read the responses that we got from the question. We're going to do that after the break, everybody. You also got the Keeping It Real letter, right? But we're going to read that after the break. And the Keeping It Real letter, remember to continue to send those to cleanhope9@gmail.com, right? Or you can inbox it on Facebook. However you want to get it to me, get it to me. It's going down. What would you do with the information if you knew exactly how I got thought? We have to understand that when it comes to being in a guy's life, you have to find out where you fit. Uh-oh, I may have ruffled some feathers on that one. But it's going to pretty much, that's going to be contrary to what we just were discussing about trying to be a guy's everything. Don't try to do that. You want to just try to see where you fit. What do you do best? Do that. Be a right fit for the guy that you're with, and he'll never leave you. You'll always be together. Will always be there because you supply a certain need for him, right? This is something. There were a lot of things that I try to share every day on Facebook just to make sure I enlighten people, because at the end of the day, that's the purpose of the Real Relationship Talk Show. This is just kind of enlighten you guys on some things, right? We're going to take a real quick break in just a moment. When we return, it's going to be the Keeping It Real letter. And it's from local. We got a hometown girl, right? But we're going to speak on her situation. I'm glad you wrote in. Yeah. See what else we got here. When it comes to actually trying to decipher or understand how your man thinks, it wouldn't be pretty if you knew details, right? So respect privacy at the end of the day is what we need everybody to know. If there was a true book about how men really thought, it would not be a bestseller. That just really wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. But a lot of women don't understand this. Your actions dictate how men think. And I want to dig in that a little bit before we go to break. What exactly do you mean by that? That doesn't make sense. How does my actions dictate how a guy thinks? Have you guys ever been scrolling through your Facebook feed or whatever, and you see, or Instagram or what have you, and you see a lot of young ladies, doing twerk videos or whatever? Or you see a lot of young ladies taking pictures with their back facing the camera, especially when they have a nice little physique, or even if they don't, you know, they tooting their butts up in the air, right? Let me tell y'all something, ladies. We need you guys to understand, and this is coming from Kenny Talk, right? We need y'all to understand. When it comes to how a man actually thinks, we want to be, as women, we want to be respected. You want to be respected, right? But at the end of the day, and also I'm going to say you want to be respected. You also want to be in a monogamous relationship. You also want your man to love so many other things about you more so than the physical, right? But when you look at the average woman, the average woman does utilize, or what she does is I'm not going to say utilize. I'm going to say, it's like we put that on a, look, woman got a nice body. That's what she averages. She going to wear the type of clothes that kind of show that off, right? So with all of this going on, it's no wonder it's difficult for a man to feel like, you know what, I'm just going to have one girlfriend. Women are the most beautiful men. You guys don't realize you are the most beautiful species on the planet. Female. Right? You have to understand. Because you hear so many chicks calling themselves bad chick. I'm a bad bitch, a bad bitch or whatever. What they call is being pretty girls or whatever they call them. I'm so pretty. You know, being bad, bad chick alert. I'm so fly, I'm so fine. Look at me. All right, we gonna look at you. We gonna rank you as, such. Right? Also, vice versa. Guys actually put their accomplishments out front. But these guys get pissed when a woman ranks you on your accomplishments. You can't get mad. You can't get mad if she decides to choose him because he has more going on than you. And then guess what we try to do? We try to make it about love. But baby, I love you. Oh, you ain't make it about that. You didn't make it about that when you first met me. You were flashing money. You were talking about your accomplishments. You were showing off your cars, your clothes, your jewelry. But then when she ranked you as such with someone else based on those same things, you can't get upset if somebody outranks you in her eyes. From a woman perspective, when you wear the revealing clothes, when you use sex to hook a man, right? When you accentuate your body part, your certain body part, when you're around him, you can't get upset if you're ranked as such. That's all I'm saying. If you're ranked as such, that's going to kind of tie into our man thinking, why he think the way he think. Why does he do the things he do? It's largely influenced by his action as well as your action. His age. What does he want right now? What about his background? All of these things that you have to take into consideration. Yeah. It's a real relationship talk show. And we're talking about think like a man for those that join us. What we're going to do is we're going to jump right to a break before we come back to the keeping it real part of the session, right? With the keeping it real part of the session. It goes down. Those that are just joining, 646-595-4038, if you're interested in, guess what, joining the conversation, or if you just want to listen along like I see a lot of you guys are doing. Shout out to you, right? Let me see what else. Remember, tune in to Dollhouse Radio throughout the week because guess what? It's a lot of different shows that we have going on by calling that number, or you can just pretty much go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouse for all of the shows and check them out. We'll be back faster than you can say cat in a hat is what I like to say. We're going to pay some bills and we're going to jump right in to finish the discussion, right? Let me snag something on here that we're gonna put out there for you guys to listen to for your enjoyment. And we're going to come back with our Keeping It Real letter. Remember, our Keeping It Real letter comes locally, Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you for listening. Thank you for, of course, sending in your information.
Party people in the house.
Fresh dress,
looking, feeling like a million bucks. Cause I was
fresh dress.
See, I was in that club, I had a tool on top, but I was
fresh dress.
Look at me.
I tip on the scene. Too clean.
Yep.
Fresh to death in the earth tone, Miss Steen. Face on the shirt, potting of the mug on me. Cocoa paint, the same thing on the jeans.
Yeah.
No, you ain't seen a gangster that clean.
Nope.
Fit so sick, the fit need vaccine.
Hey.
Round my britches, big diamond back rattler. Cocoa fitted, the A stands for Alabama. First of the month, I'm like a cunt on the cycle. Come up short, I chump them off like Michael. Hit them bricks and I'ma stalk like Michael. When I flip them chips, I copped off white Michael.
Fresh dress like a billion bucks. Fresh dress like a billion bucks. Fresh dress like a billion bucks.
Look at me. I was looking like a million bucks. Cause I was
fresh, dress, fresh, fresh, dress.
See, I was in that club, I had the tool on top, but I was
fresh, dress, fresh,
look at me. Versace frame, on B, big boy chain with the 30 gram piece. Charcoal leather, new era with the stocking. Don't boy Caesars, about six back pockets. I rock J's, I got the custom made ostrich. Black cat trays, they hit me for the 800. Ain't no thing, we keep it cracking all day. Man, we got U-Haul trucks, we trapping all day. When I hit that mall, I act pitiful. Y'all lay that, the six tray going digital. Metro Park, cop Don Ed Hardy. Pop two bars and throw a rock star party. I was looking, feeling like a million bucks. I was on that cushion, dog, it had me stuck. La mama look like Trina, and she thick as fuck. Plus I'm on that Belvedere, I think I tried my luck. Chill.
Fresh dress like a million bucks. Fresh, fresh dress like a million bucks. Fresh, fresh dress. Fresh, fresh dress. Fresh, fresh dress like a million bucks.
See, I was looking, feeling like a million bucks. Cause I was
fresh dress. Fresh, fresh dress.
See, I was in that club, I had the tool on top, but I was
fresh dress.
I'ma hit that no. Black tees, black 13s with the crown hold the jeans. Mark Buchanan, black leather with the panther. Flex fit baseball, the B stands for. I'm off the chain and ears. Mark Blanc frames to show them dames how I live. Rock them doses, rock Prada, rock Gucci. I can rock that pink, cause I'm trill like Boosie. That brand new Coogee done hit that block. Aqua Blue Joker Group, cop that off top. Got the jeans and the jacket, got the hat and the top. Got my gal looking for the shoes and the socks.
Fresh dress like a million bucks. Fresh, fresh dress like a million bucks. Fresh, fresh dress. Fresh, fresh dress. Fresh, fresh dress like a million bucks.
See, I was looking, feeling like a million bucks. Cause I was
fresh dress. Fresh, fresh dress.
See, I was in that club, I had the tool on top, but I was
fresh dress.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for your patience. We had to pay a few bills, but guess what? It's about that time for the Keeping It Real segment of the show. It's where we read a letter. We keep it real with the caller. What said the writer, the person who wrote the letter. I want to give a big shout out to the young lady that wrote in. Birmingham, Alabama. Hometown girl. Goes as follows. Gonna keep it real with her situation, and I'll tell y'all why I chose this letter. All right, I have a question. Come on, please. Can you help me figure this out, or just tell me what's going on if you know after I explain to you? I've been with my partner now for 11 years, she said. I still love him. My love/feelings have not changed for him at all. But him, I've noticed lately, every single thing that I do or say, he gets really irritated with me. It's like I get on his nerves every day. He doesn't want anything to do with me until he's ready for sexual relations or money. Wow, as far as being a couple in a relationship, he doesn't do his part. He's mean to me every day. He acts like he doesn't care about me anymore. The only time that he does pretend that he wants me is if he wants sex or money. We don't sleep in the same bed. It looks like this is the same bed anymore. He haven't for years. I feel like I'm just here to be used. I feel like a jump off. I don't feel wanted by him anymore. I instead give this man my all, my everything, and he doesn't appreciate what I do for him. He doesn't appreciate me. What should I do? Please help. I'm so tired. He dogs me out daily. I'm going to start by just letting you know, Birmingham, the reason why I chose this letter is because it kind of aligns with what we're talking about. Like, there's a need to kind of understand what this guy's thinking about him actually verbalizing it clearly. Now, I'm not really sure if you've ever asked him simply, why? Right? Why do you do this? because that type of communication does have to happen first and foremost. And we're talking about 11 years. Their love have not changed, right? But you said that at this particular point, it seems like he dogs you out. He's irritated by the things that irritated by you every day, right? What you do and what you say. He says that he's only concerned with even trying to do something for you or make you feel, you know, like his mate when he wants sex or when he wants money from you. Right? He's mean to you every day. He acts like he doesn't care about you anymore. I'm going to start by saying, number one, we got to have a conversation as to what exactly does he want and what exactly do you want. Now, you did indicate 11 years, right? You say you're in this relationship. And from the letter, I didn't hear you say that this was your husband or anything like this. But he's at the point right now where he feel like he's tired of it, right? I mean, sad to say, maybe he is. Maybe he is tired of the situation. Men get tired of situations. Relationships get to these points, Birmingham, right? But the key thing is can you resuscitate it, right? If this guy is not verbalizing why he's treating you this way, or if you haven't asked, that's the first thing you got to do. If you have asked, and he's not really telling you at this time, what you gotta do is you have to change the situation. You gotta make the situation or the scene different. You can't just give in to what's going on, what he wants, without actually. You gotta change that. You gotta say no. Okay, this is not gonna happen going forward until I understand what's going on. Every woman deserves to be treated the way treated a certain way. When you talk about over 11 years, it sounds to me like the guy is falling into a routine. It sounds to me like he's at the point where he feels that what he's bringing to you, how he's treating you, is acceptable. Somewhere down the line in these 11 years, Birmingham, we gave him the perception that this was cool, right? He did. But that's the only way it would happen. If we have given him in some shape, form, or fashion, that guess what? This is okay. Maybe from the beginning you were at the point to where as long as you gave him money, he reacted in a nice way, right? Or he was even nicer than he was. But then it gets to the point to where if that's the only thing that's driving him, then after some time, when relationships do kind of cool off, he's going to start reacting different, right? We also want to talk about on the sex part. Maybe the sex part is something that you would give him freely, give him a lot that would make him feel like, to pretty much appease him, right? The sex only lasts for so long. Those hours in the bedroom only last for so long, you know, and that's real. They don't. Sex is not where would keep a man home, right? Good sex is not what keep a man home. The only thing good sex does is make a guy continuously want good sex. And that's whether he's getting it from you or whether he's getting it out in the street, right? Men get comfortable in their situation, right? And they will continue to do what they feel appeases you. If you haven't made any changes in the way you accept what he's giving you, and it's not going to register to him that he needs to do anything different. And that's just the key. That's just as simple as that. Let me see what else she said. Okay. Now you guys don't sleep in the same bed. I mean, if you stick around, and that means, okay, are you cool with that? In my mind, say you stay to give your all. Define all. Right? Sounds to me like when it comes to giving your all, you're speaking about sex. You're speaking about finances. What else do you do, you know, that's defined up under giving you his all? And I guarantee you, you'll be able to drill down to what he's thinking, why he's thinking it at the end of the day, and what you need to do going forward. You got to communicate to this guy in an effective way. You know, the way you've been communicating, Birmingham, it has not been working. You have not gotten what you need to get from him. So you have to determine what's a better way to communicate. Sometimes actions speak louder than words. Sometimes it's the words that you choose that really need to change. And I guarantee you, you'll be able to get through to get some understanding, right? 11 years is a long time, right? But I wanted to just drop that on your head, the keeping it real. I want to, y'all hit me up if y'all want to respond to it, the keeping it real letter. Hit me up on Facebook. I'm on here checking you out or what have you. Man, you know what? It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on when it, I'm sorry, it's a lot that go on in relationships because of the fact that men don't have the ability to communicate or don't want to communicate what they're going through, as well as, guess what? As well as women trying to figure it out. Now, back now to the question. I want to go to my Facebook question. I wrote all this. I got all this stuff down here. The question was, if you were able to determine how your man thought, what would you do with that information? I got some responses from the ladies and some responses from the men. And they go as follows. Check it out. A lot of overwhelming amount of women said they would listen. They would listen to it. They would listen and utilize. They would listen with an open mind. They would. I would listen to build our relationship up. I will value the ability to be able to know what my man is thinking and how he thinks and why he thinks the way he thinks. I'm okay with my man having privacy in his thought. That's what a young lady said. One lady said, I don't know. I don't want to know what he's thinking. Then we got depends. I would use it to my advantage to put in work to keep him. Another lady said, I would appreciate it. I would appreciate knowing this information. All right. I would work on the things to make my man happy if I knew this information. I would use it to improve my understanding of him. I would understand how to relate more to him, another young lady says. One young lady says, I know how men think. That's why I don't trust them. That was a good one. All right, another young lady says, I would use it to fix what makes him unhappy and use it to keep us together. One lady said, I would take it and run with it. I'm out of here. Where you going, baby? With the information, I will know. She says, I will know if I want to stay. Right? I will be one step ahead. One young lady says, I will see what the future holds for us. If you had this information, what would you do with it? Some of the guys says, okay, Tom would use it to destroy him. A guy says, some of you ladies would use it to destroy him. Another guy says that they can't handle it. What we was talking about. They can't handle it. Another guy says they would misinterpret it. Now, that's one thing. Now, that's a big one. That's one I'm going to touch on real quick. If you did know exactly how your man thought, would you be able to effectively interpret it? Because at the end of the day, sometimes what a man tries to articulate, guess what? A lot of women don't interpret it correctly and end up making the wrong move, saying the wrong thing, rub the guy the wrong way, and further complicate the relationship. One thing that I noticed is that there were, out of all of the ladies that responded, and I didn't actually get a chance to read all of them, but out of all of the ladies that responded, one thing I noticed is this. There are a lot of selfish reasons to want to know this information, right? There are a lot of selfish reasons. You know, you want to know if the relationship is going to last, right? Do the right thing and it will. You know, open your ears, open your eyes, right? I will use it to improve my understanding of him. And then after you improve your understanding of him, what would you do? Right? It says, it depends. I would take advantage and put in work to keep him. Okay, that's a different one. That doesn't sound selfish, but a lot of times how a man think or what a man is thinking is not what's going to help you keep him. It's going to boil down to just you being able to be attentive to what's going on more so than what's going, I'm sorry, to what's going on instead of being attentive to what's going wrong. You want to be there and pay attention to what's going on instead of what's going wrong. They said they would listen, they would utilize it. I got open-minded. They would use it to build up our relationship. Now, let me tell y'all something. Ladies, let me tell y'all something today. Respect your man's privacy when it comes to his thoughts, right? You want to respect his privacy when it comes to his thoughts. Because sometimes space is what we need in order to grow. We don't need to know everything about each other, every single thing. We don't need to be a step ahead of the game. We don't need to know the future when we're the ones that has the ability to create the future. You don't have to know it. So that's something I want to drop on y'all real quick. Man, when it comes to relationships and how a guy thinks, and these, man, we as guys, we have some weird, some terrible ways of thinking, man. Especially when it comes to the way a woman feels. I'm sorry, a woman's feeling. A lot of us are not considerate of it, or a lot of us are not just simply attentive to it. You know, it's one thing to be inconsiderate, but it's another thing just not be attentive. Some people may think that they're one and the same. But I hope we shed a little bit of light tonight on the Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm going to pull up this. I got to pull up something else for you real quick because I shared this on Facebook. This was something. It actually spoke about things that women do. And it's going to go back to what I was speaking about, how a woman's actions dictate how a man thinks. It talked about the things that women do that kills a guy's interest. And here you go. Number one, it says when you start pursuing him. When you start pursuing him. Number two, it says you agreed to a night. You agreed to a night in too early. I don't get that one. Number three, you slept with him too soon. Dictates. Number four, you showed all your cards. You laid everything on the table. Number five, you don't have high enough standards. Come on, man, this is crazy. Number seven, you're complacent. And number eight, you never give him a timeout. I can agree with number eight, but I need people to understand. Did a guy write this? Let me see who wrote this. This is crazy. See, this is the stuff that we listen to. It was a lady that actually wrote this. See, that's where the problem come in at. A woman actually wrote this. A woman wrote this. One of the things that I do know is that We don't keep it real. Women don't keep it real with other women. Women do not keep it real with other women. When women are in long-term relationships and they're doing good with their relationship with their with the person they're with, and a woman asks them, well, how do you do it? Y'all always give each other bullshit answers. So why y'all do that? All right, we're going to have to talk about that on the next show, but it's about time for what we like to call the final thought. What's the final thought, Kenny Talk? Well, it's a little bit of spoken word that I put together. It kind of sums up the show. Do you real quick before we get ghosts. Check it out. Yeah. Think like a man. Do you really want to know what a man is thinking? Might not. Check it out. All right. Many women want to know and understand how a man thinks. They look to radio, books, therapists, and even TV. But when some men finally tell them how the average man feel and think, she don't want to accept what they are saying or just simply don't agree. Now you have to consider a man's background, age, what he wants, if you are really interested in what makes him tick. This can help you understand who he is, where he's going in life, and exactly if and where you are going to fit. Now the question to ladies, if you are understood what and how every man thought, by gaining this info, what is your overall goal? Will you use it to improve your man? Will you use it to provide your man with what he needs from you? Or will you use it to gain and maintain control? There's a such thing as looking for the answers or the truth. You may not be ready to hear or to be made known. There's a lot of things that are locked away inside a man's head that you might want to leave alone. That's the final thought. I want to share that with y'all. There are a few things that you might want to leave alone. But when it comes to how a man thinks, it's not about finding out how a man, about looking at his behaviors and providing a fit, being a fit to where he really needs you. It's not about being his everything. It's about being a right fit in the right area, and he'll keep you forever. I saw a post the other day. They say if you think like a man, you'll end up without one. How many of y'all think that's true? How many of y'all think that's true? Well, it is what it is. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. Join us next week. We got another great show coming again. Guess what? I don't even know what we're going to talk about, but I'll let you know. Add us on Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience. Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter. Keep sending us the information. Keep listening. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. That's what I like to say. Salute to all the listeners out there. We're going to keep bringing you a little bit of insight. Real talk. Real issues. Real solutions. Everybody have a great hump day. Have a beautiful, safe weekend. And we're going to see you next week. And we out.